It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Adam Peacock, who's a coach sports writer in Doha and a soccer expert. He joins us from Doha on the line. Adam, welcome to you.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're going pretty well. We're a bit staggered about what we're seeing with one of the greatest names that of any sport over the last 20-odd years is almost having trouble dealing with life at the present time, it seems.
He's got an issue with father time, and I've not yet met a human being that has won that particular discussion. So, I watched him closely against Korea, Ronaldo. I was surprised he started because Portugal were through, but he wanted to start. And he missed three golden chances. Two of them were offside, which is a pretty good indication that he's not quite dialed in with everything that's going on around him. And he just looked just that step slow, and you don't have a lot of sympathy for him because he's achieved so much. But it's a little tough to watch. And then you reference it with what a guy like Lionel Messi came up with, and even a Luka Modric with Croatia this morning, who was very much deserved to be out there. And it's like, oh, this is getting a bit of a tough watch for Ronaldo. But anyway, he's good enough to come up with something out of nowhere if he's allowed to play by his coach.
So take me inside that, Adam, because you watch it closer than I do. What is on the decline from you? Is it the skill? Is it the radar is off? Or is it just the physicality and the athleticism that's disappearing?
Well, that's the basis of his game, the physicality. Like, you watch him go up for a header and he can get above, he'd be able to dunk on a 12-foot ring in basketball. Like, he's an incredible athlete, but it's just that sharp step, but the really quick step that has got him into that position where he's able to convert. And now he's an out-and-out striker. In the days gone by, he's been a winger. He's been sometimes an attacking midfielder. So he's been able to play different areas based on his athleticism. Very good with the ball, but he's not as good with the ball as, say, Lionel Messi. So his game, once that father time catches up, it's like, okay, what else can he rely on? And at the moment, it's just not happening for him in front of a goal.
He's been, over the course of such a long career, I mean, he's been pretty blemish-free, hasn't he? Like, his reputation is pretty strong. But what sort of teammate has he been over the journey?
Yeah, you look at the interaction, you never really know, because these guys are so shepherded away. Like, they're just so well-managed, especially in the Instagram age, as I call it. That their image is just protected at all costs. So you don't really, really know, but you see him interacting with his Portugal teammates, and he is the alpha male, but he looks to get on okay, the body language between his teammates and things, but it's different. Like, I reckon if he's an Australian athlete, he gets slapped down a bit quicker in the dressing room. But in European circles, it's kind of like, it's accepted more readily, and they just get on with it. Like, I see that in Portugal, I've got this kid, João Félix, who's an outstanding young player. He's so good to watch. He's in it, and you see him, and something happens with Ronaldo, and Félix won't ever do anything in terms of not throw his hands up in the air or anything like that. Whereas Ronaldo, every 5 minutes, he's throwing his hands up in the air about things that are happening in the game. So it's just those little different interactions, and it's a different culture over there in Europe to what we're used to in Australian sport.
Very different. We tried his manager and he wouldn't let him come on sports day, so a little bit protected. We did try him a couple of times, but maybe when he retires, he'll do us a favour and give us a chat. I mean, this comes on the back of what's been a difficult time for him at Manchester United. It finished really poorly. And I just wonder if there's demons there at the present time outside of just age. He just doesn't seem to be coping with the team structures around him. And given that he's only three wins away from achieving what he's never been able to achieve, it seems staggering that it's distracting him.
Yeah, it's almost like he went back to Manchester United to do the farewell tour. Yeah. And he knew he was going to be loved there. But the problem for him was that Manchester United then sacked the coach and then got in Erik ten Hag, who was given the mandate to do what he wanted.
Yeah.
And that's like, come on, we're Manchester United, for goodness sake. We're finishing fifth and fourth and, you know, getting knocked out in cups early. We've got to be better than that. So then Ten Hag has seen it and gone, well, he's not really in my first choice, unfortunately, at the moment, if everyone's fit. And then Ronaldo's not taken that well. So, yeah, things haven't lined up for him. I think the best thing for all concerned was that he leaves the club, which he's now done. And he's going to earn, we're reading from Al Nasser, an eye-watering amount of money. But that was always going to happen. But Manchester United, I think, will be better for the fact that he's not around anymore, as hard as it is for some fans.
So we're getting to the pointy end of the season, or of the cup, I should say. How are you seeing the quarterfinals?
Geez, Brazil were good last night. Far out. They were 4-0 up at half-time against the Koreans, who, yeah, were knocked a little out of shape as went at half-time a little bit dizzy. But Brazil, for me, laid down a marker last night. So they're definitely the team to beat.
Did you have a problem with France, their celebration that was said by one expert to be a little bit inflammatory?
No, what I find with those things are that they're usually said by people who can't do what they're doing.
Yep.
So firstly, that they won't be able to get. In all honesty, that was happiness and joy.
Yep.
And it was all out of the back of one of their players who copped a bit of racist abuse, and he decided to do a celebration to dance to show people that wasn't affecting him. That's how he gets over things, to show happiness and joy. And I've got no problem with it whatsoever.
Adam Peacock joins us live from Doha. We're speaking about Messi and Ronaldo and the way that both of these superstars are conducting themselves. Jared spoke before the tournament kicked off about all the drama leading up to it and the no alcohol and the protests and political statements and all of that. He said, eventually football will do the talking. And it seems like it has, like just looking forward to the quarterfinals, the matchups that are there. Now you're there on the ground experiencing it. How's the tournament been?
Yeah, it's exactly how that was described. That's how it's panned out. Look, the world media got here the week before the tournament, and there's no football to talk about, but there's a few issues to talk about. So they were always going to dominate. But once the football, and it always speaks louder than anything else, the football. Now, in my opinion, it doesn't totally take away all those issues, which are still absolutely worth talking about and discussing. But the football, and we see it all the time with Olympics. Like, even I remember Sydney Olympics, when we were told the week before the Olympics, this is going to be a disaster. Everyone get out of town. The traffic's going to be unbearable. It's going to be a horrible place to live. And it turned out to be the greatest. Jared, you were there. It turned out to be the greatest friggin' 2 weeks in Australian sporting history.
No doubt. It's the best 2 weeks of my working life.
Yeah, exactly. We have a funny way of talking something down before it actually happens, which is weird. So, the football's done the talking, but again, it doesn't absolve the issues that have gone on before. I think they're still relevant once the tournament finishes.
And the wash-up for the Socceroos?
Oh, outstanding. It's always wonderful when you get a surprise gift, not just a gift. And it's a gift to the sport in Australia. Like, it's now up to people to capitalise. I've just been told, actually, that the clubs that have Socceroos in their midst this weekend in the A-League, which resumes, they're going to do something nice. They're going to do a guard of honour for the guys that have been at the World Cup. So that's a lovely touch. And it's just a real bit of momentum that the game can capitalise on. But the Socceroos as a whole, there's good signs ahead. My information is that they're going to engage with Graham Arnold very, very shortly about extending his contract, which is good news. For Graham Arnold, that is, and continuity for the side, because he's done so well with his squad. I think it's the only solution going forward. And yeah, I think the benchmark now is round of 16, and we've got to aim for that or better at 2026.
All right, well, make us jealous. What's on your calendar and radar? Who are you going to watch tonight or your time whenever it happens?
I'm going to watch the back of seat 30F on Qatar Airways, travelling back to Sydney.
He's out.
You're out.
I'm out. I've done 17 games not even 3 weeks. So, yeah, I've been to 17 World Cup games, and it's something that you'll I'll never get to do ever again, because never going to be in the same city, let alone the same country, it looks like, in years to come. And the next one's in three different countries. So it's been a wonderful footballing experience and an eye-opening cultural experience. I'll put it that way, Kate.
Adam, we appreciate your time, mate. Your coverage has been outstanding for Code Sports, and your contribution to us has been really important. So we thank you for that. Have a safe flight home.
All good. Have a good night, guys.
Adam Peacock there.